So living in the West, the odds are that most of us are going to die in a hospital.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be a lot of calm, peaceful people. It's going to be shift changes in the nursing staff and machines and a TV with soap operas and advertisements. And
yeah.
Do you offer any advice about how to die in the West?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things on a very practical level is the, what's it called? The
advanced directive? Advanced directive?
Yeah, advanced directive. Mm-hmm. You definitely want to have your advanced directive signed and witnessed so that you don't end up in a situation where you don't want to be in. So that's just as on a practical level. I think on a say on another level, especially as one is a has cultivated spiritual friendship with fellow seekers, then letting people know and actually requesting people to be present. Again, that's sort of one of the things of, say, having community is so important. It's something that within, say, like a Buddhist community, that people can be doing. And I think Debbie and Jeannie will be addressing that later, and being able to flesh that out a bit. But I think that certainly the contact with Sangha and Sangha in the broader sense of both the monastic and the lay community. I was thinking of what comes to mind is somebody who was associated with us, Jay, who lived here, lived over close to Dennis's for many years, and he had cancer in his mouth that ended up spreading all through him, and ended up in hospital, and because of it was his pneumonia in the end that kept him in hospital, so that they wouldn't let him out, so that some of the monastic communities, lay community, we went and just stayed with him, and until he died. And that was doing chanting, just being around, being present. He was in and out, and then in the end, he's a very private person, so that he didn't die until we went out of the room. So that's another thing, actually, is sometimes you have to be attentive to somebody. If you're hovering too much, then people are uncomfortable, or they're especially in many situations, they might feel that it's almost like an imposition to die in your presence.
But just to add to that question, to surround yourself with people who will, be able to maybe support you outside of the hospital, and then just don't go, even if the forces are pushing in that direction. But then also to realize that, if you do have some advocates, and maybe even if you don't, a lot of hospitals these days are starting, are recognizing that the time of death should be something that's peaceful. Once the decision is made to let things go naturally, there doesn't need to be, even in the hospital, there doesn't need to be, lots of noise and lights and activity and machines and tubes and all that kind of stuff. And in fact, just with Jay, that's what, the Ukiah Hospital really did a fantastic job, gave him a private room at the end of the hall. It was quiet, gave him lots of space, just kind of checked in every now and then and let us and him do our thing.
It was very clear. It was clear to them that he was dying. So
that was great. They were great. Yeah.